Supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits, welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner. KX93.5.
KX93.5 is joined once a week by Caroline Bruderer of Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting another local nonprofit. Caroline, who do we have with us this morning?
Hi, today on Caroline's Cause Corner, we have Michelle Bendetti and Justin Myers, who are going to be talking about the Laguna Playhouse and their upcoming gala. But I want you to all know that the Playhouse was founded in 1920, and it is one of the oldest, longest-running continuous running playhouses in the West Coast. And I think that is really special for our community of Laguna Beach. So with that said, take it away, Michelle and Justin. Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
Thank you. Yes,
thank you for having us today.
So tell us about the Playhouse and then tell us about your fabulous gala that is on November 1st.
I'm also on our board of trustees at the Playhouse, and I've been on the board for a little over 4 years. We have a lot of great performances. Currently, we have a year of magical thinking with Linda Pearl playing through the end of November. We had a special guest on Saturday evening at the opening night, Pierce Brosnan, who has been a longtime friend of the actress and performer Linda Pearl.
How exciting. So was it like unannounced and he was just sitting in the audience, or did he perform, or what happened?
Well, they kept it under wraps as much as they could ahead of time. He showed up with his wife for the pre-show reception, and then he went, sat in the quiet theater with the director of development, and got to learn a little bit more about the Playhouse and the history, and I had the privilege of sitting right behind him, and he was just enthralled by this show. He had actually been in a show with Linda Pearl back in the 80s, and so they had stayed in touch all these years, and a couple who produced him in his first American film were also in the audience. So it was just kind of
big star power.
Absolutely. It was a really special night, a heavy show, but an incredible show, a one-woman show. So,
oh, that's incredible. I have to ask this question. So when big stars come in L.A., they got the back room, they shuttle them in. Is it super low-key here and they just walk in the front door like everybody else? That's my guess.
It's exactly what you would think Laguna Beach would do. He walked in just like everybody else. He didn't want any special treatment. He was so gracious. We saw him taking selfies with audience members, and he stayed around for quite a while afterwards and took photos with basically anyone who wanted to meet him and walk away with a little memory. He was quite gracious, and it was a special night.
That's great. Justin, I want to ask you, you've been on the Board of Trustees, you said, for 5 years. What makes you want to continue? You know, tell me what inspires you to be part of the Laguna Playhouse.
Because of the fact that it's our only local theater and our longstanding history of being 93 years old. The longest
amazing.
Consecutive running playhouse on the West Coast that we've never shut our doors. And I think it's so key to have the cultural arts in our community, especially with the aspect of our youth theater that we have when, you know, with all the school budgets and things being cut, the first thing they do is they cut the arts, they cut the drama. And to have a venue for our kids and youth to go and perform and act is just wonderful.
Yeah, that's really special. Thanks. So talk about your upcoming November 1st gala. It sounds amazing.
Sure. Well, this is the sixth year that we are doing the gala in this format. We revamped our kind of our whole philosophy, and that's when I became involved. And we started with Moonlight Masquerades. We did that for 3 years. We also did a surf gala. And last year, we stepped it up and we did a Motown gala. This year, we decided to take it up even one more notch. It's a big band gala. It's called A Night at the Coconut Grove. The whole theme, idea, feel of the night will be the supper club, that the old L.A. supper club, taking place from the 30s to 40s. And our headline entertainment is Johnny Holiday and his orchestra. He has backup dancers called the Satin Dolls. All in all, there's about 20 of them that will be entertaining us. And just for a little tiny bit of trivia, Johnny Holiday is Bing Crosby's nephew. So there's quite a lineage there.
And it's at the Playhouse, or it's in Newport Beach.
It's going to be at the Island Hotel. And one of the reasons we kind of also picked the theme, A Night at the Coconut Grove, is that's where Bing very first debuted.
Oh, I like the parallel. Nice. I know it's a favorite of your era of yours as well, Justin. Did you have a little bit to do with that?
Just a little. I think it's something that speaks well to, you know, all ages to be able to have that. And it's something that's a little bit different. To give us a different feel, we're also doing a VIP kind of speakeasy with a cigar lounge, signature cocktails, and, you know, nice little Vespers and things of the era that just go very well with the theme.
Very, very cool. So how do people get tickets? And, you know, is there an online auction? What's all that part of it?
Tickets are available on the Laguna Playhouse website. Probably the easiest is just to call the Playhouse. Terrell Sindel is fantastic. She will walk you through the process. She'll take your reservation online. We've had many people calling in just from advertising. They've never even been to the Playhouse or never supported a gala. They just like the theme this year. So the easiest way is just to call the Playhouse, ask for Terrell Sindel. She can make your reservation. And we do still have room, and we do still have time. Our RSVP date is October 24th.
Is there any kind of website where people can get information and all of that kind of
stuff? Absolutely, through the Laguna Playhouse website under our special events. And the tickets are $225 a person. The VIP tickets are $295 to get access to the speakeasy, and you'll have a personal meet and greet with Johnny Holiday and his satin dolls.
So I love it.
It's going to be wonderful. Also, you know, complimentary champagne, signature cocktails by Kettle One and Nolet Spirits are all sponsored.
Excellent. Yeah, sounds like it's going to be a fabulous evening. And if you want to help the Laguna Playhouse out right now, if you become a member of KX93.5, during this segment, a portion of your membership will go directly to them. So is there anything else we want to add? Or
I think there's also, we have so many wonderful auction items and even raffle items. So even if you can't attend, we have one great item, which is a Start Your Own Cellar Opportunity Drawing. 100 bottles of premium wine, $100 a ticket, and we're selling 100 tickets, and you do not have to be present to win.
Oh, that's a really sweet deal. So, well, thank you, Michelle and Justin, for being here to represent the Laguna Playhouse and the upcoming gala on November 1st. I want to thank you, and this is Caroline Bruder with Caroline's Cause Corner. Until next time, make it a giving day.
This was Caroline's Cause Corner. Enter your business at kx935.com/causecorner. Back to generational alt-rock. KX935, Laguna's only FM.